Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 44, St. Sixtus III.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
How's it going, everyone? Our first encounter with Sixtus in the historical record is as a priest of Rome. Historians dispute this, and it's probably disputed at the time as well, but the Pelagians seem to think that Sixtus was one of their supporters. If you remember, Pelagians were a heretical group based off of the teachings of a guy named Pelagius, which was a mistaken view of grace and free will. Now, this reputation of Sixtus as being a Pelagian spread around, and it was almost certainly false, and we know this because while he was still a priest, he wrote a letter to St. Augustine explaining his beliefs. And we don't have this letter, but we do have a copy of the response where St. Augustine writes, "For what could be read or heard with greater satisfaction than so clear a defense of the grace of God against its enemies, from the mouth of one who was before this proudly claimed by these enemies as a mighty supporter of their cause?" Now, if you have St. Augustine, who's called the Doctor of Grace and one of the biggest attackers against Pelagians, saying this about you, you're in a good place. So Sixtus in his papacy proved to be firm against the Pelagians. In fact, when a Pelagian bishop attempted to regain his seat by pretending to be repentant, Sixtus waited and saw that he's not actually repentant and then prohibited it. But we're getting a little ahead of things now. Sixtus was elected pope on July 31st, 432 AD. At this time, the church was still dealing with the fallout over the Council of Ephesus we mentioned last week. Sixtus upheld the teaching of the council, but also did his best to bring about a reconciliation between the various parties. He tried to soften the pronouncements of St. Cyril of Alexandria and to help him reconcile with John of Antioch, who was the chief Nestorian supporter. Now, for this reason, Sixtus was accused himself by more radical quarters of being a closet Nestorian, along with being a closeted Pelagian. But it seems pretty clear that he, by his temperament, just wanted to bring about healing rather than division, and he was still standing firm on the doctrinal truth. One of the lasting contributions that St. Sixtus III made to Rome was that he rebuilt the Liberian Basilica and renamed it Santa Maria Maggiore, or St. Mary Major. This was done in celebration of the Council of Ephesus, declaring Mary the Theotokos, or God-bearer, as we heard about last week. So in this great joy over Mary's title, he went and rededicated and rebuilt St. Mary Major. And if you go to Rome, you can go into the basilica, and on the triumphal arch directly above the altar, you will see in mosaics the names Sixtus Episcopus Plebi Dei, Sixtus Bishop of the People of God. He was also extensively renovated or built a new church on the site of what is today the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls. And that's about all we know about him. Sixtus III died in the year 440. And was buried in the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls. And with his death, we arrive at our first great pope, St. Leo the Great, or St. Leo the First. And we're going to hear about him next week. Thank you for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you and God bless.